This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. Diana, I'll get to you in just a minute. All right, we're talking with Denise, who's got a brother who has had some serious addiction problems his whole life. He's been living with his younger sister in California. He wants to go to Washington and live in one of the two rental properties his parents left him. How long ago was the hospitalization for
the first? It was about a month ago.
Okay, so he's only, and that was the second OD. What about the first one?
The first one was 4 years earlier when
okay.
His sister took him to California.
So for the 4 years he was in California with your sister after being hospitalized, he did pretty well, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, and it's only when he took over his own medication that he ran into problems again. But he's been okay, sort of for a month because the doctor's not giving
Correct.
Him prescription anymore.
Correct.
Okay,
and he doesn't have pain.
Yeah, well,
and
who knows?
He's on antidepressants.
Good. Is he seeing a therapist? No.
Yes, he was.
He was. Okay.
Yes.
For what? A month.
Yeah.
Okay, so your brother-in-law and your brother are on a road trip from California to Washington. All right, so
yep.
What's going on? So what's the question?
Okay, that was 3 days ago when they left for Washington. They arrived last night.
Mm-hmm.
As they were pulling into Washington, my brother informed my brother-in-law that he was scared and
mm-hmm.
that he really hadn't made any arrangements for anywhere to live. When they arrived at the rental, the renter had no idea what they were talking about. And my brother said, I want to go back to California. I just
okay.
dropped the phone. I could not believe my ears. Because that's
well.
All he's been talking about is returning to Washington. What he keeps saying is, I don't remember. I don't know if I did this. Is he really not remembering, or is that just another manipulation?
Well, and this is a guy who's been on drugs for the last half a century, so who knows, I mean, what his brain is like.
Okay.
I think he needs a neurological exam.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, and he needs to be seen with a therapist, not family physician in terms of antidepressants. So
my brother-in-law at first said, okay, I will turn right around and drive you and your belongings back to California, but you will go to the retirement community. You will continue with your therapist. You will continue with your physical therapy, and you will not live in our house.
Okay, and what did your brother say?
I'm not willing to do that.
Fine, then drop him. I mean, he's got an income.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here's what my brother-in-law did last night.
Yeah.
He said, actually, he threw the keys to my brother's truck at him and grabbed his things and walked away and called somebody and had him pick him up.
Now, this is your brother-in-law or your brother?
Yeah, my brother-in-law gave my brother his keys to his truck, grabbed up his things, walked away, walked
okay.
down the street and called somebody and had him pick him up.
Okay.
And he's planning on flying back to California today.
Okay.
All right, so here's big sister. This
that would be you. Well, I mean, look.
I'm considering, and I'm insane, and I want you to talk me out of it.
You're not going to go up there.
No, I was going to tell him he could come and stay at my
No, no. I think your brother-in-law is absolutely on the money. Here's the deal: if you want to come, we'll support you. You can't live with either of us because he's going to manipulate the daylights out of either you or your sister. He's been doing it for 50 years. He knows how to do it. And it's not appropriate. He needs to be in senior housing. He needs to be with a therapist. He needs to be on medication if the therapist so agrees, and it should be in writing, and he has to sign it. Period. And if not, I mean, look. I hear that he's made a lifestyle of scaring the daylights out of you guys, but it has to stop at some point. And your brother-in-law, because he has just that extra dispassionate distance.
He's been more tolerant than anybody.
Absolutely. He's absolutely right. He wasn't being punitive. He's saying, yeah, I'll take you back. I would have probably said, let's leave the stuff in storage here. But, I mean, I think he was a prince among men. And he's right. He's saying, okay, we need to have some boundaries here. You can come and be back without, you can't live in our house because that's clearly not workable. And so I would use your brother-in-law's template. He's absolutely right. And I would say to your brother, we love you, but this can't go on. I mean, at some point, we're not gonna be able to take care of you. You can't take care of yourself. Here's the deal. That if you want to do this, I mean, presumably, can he drive himself? I mean, he can hire somebody to drive
it. I can't remember how to get here.
That's okay. We'll get him a GPS, or we'll hire a student to drive him back, or you. I mean, that's easy. Or he can get on the bus.
Yeah, he can send somebody to drive him.
He's got. I mean, the good news about the situation is he's got financial resources. So no, do not have him come and live with you. Reiterate what your brother-in-law said, because your brother-in-law is exactly right. Has your brother-in-law actually come home yet or not?
He's got his plane ready to go.
You know, I mean, I would say you've got whatever time the plane leaves of saying you can fly back with George. If you pay George $250, he'll come and drive you back. But you have to sign the document that we will print out for you that says you will live in senior housing. You will see that you will go to therapy. You will go to physical therapy as well as psychological therapy. You will take your antidepressants, and we'll see if we can't get you some kind of life.
Yeah.
And if he says no, say, okay, listen, let us know where you land.
His last thing before leaving my sister's house was, here, keep these antidepressants because I'm not going to take them.
Well, I mean, this guy is manipulative, and he's had, you know, it's all he knows how to do, that, and he's a drama king as well. So,
oh, yes.
Whenever he's feeling, he's Tinkerbell, you know, clap so you know I'm alive, except he's perfectly willing to hear the applause, except he's not used to applause. He's never gotten any applause. So he's used to hearing the gnashing of teeth and the screaming and they can't do this anymore and we love you. And when he gets scared, he's going to try a suicide attempt again.
Yeah, none of us are going to be.
But this can't go on because, first of all, he's getting better and better at suicide attempts. He's going to end up dead.
Yeah.
And I'd say that to him. I'd say, look, the difference between your first suicide and your second was, I mean, you're getting better at suicide. You're going to end up dead. And we really don't want that to happen. But this is not a way to run a life. So you decide if you've got till 3 o'clock this afternoon when George's plane takes off. You give him $250, you refund him the price of the ticket, or you can fly with him and leave your junk up there, buy some new junk, or go back there at some point, put it in storage. It's not going to cost very much. You decide what you want to do and tell us, and we'll figure out how to do it.
Okay, and how am I going to... how am I going to deal with my feelings about wanting to rescue him again?
Well, but you cannot.
What kind of self-talk can I do?
Well, you're not really rescuing him. You're doing what makes you feel better and makes him feel worse.
Right.
That's a pretty good reason not to do it. It's not doing him any good.
Yeah.
It's just salving your conscience. But you're stronger than he is. You're saner than he is. You're more stable than he is. So doing things that benefit you at his expense isn't really a moral decision. But just remind yourself, it's the wrong thing to do. It really is.
Well, and I was just diagnosed with cancer, so...
well, you're going to need your... And then, you know, that may... Does he know that?
I don't know if he really realizes it. He's been told...
Well, he's so self-absorbed, but I would say to him, I can't take care of you anymore. And one of the things that I was thinking, which you've now entered into the mix, is you guys are not going to be alive around forever to take care of him. You're going to need your resources. People tend to, you know, die. So it's time to put the line in the sand and do it before there's a crisis.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome, Cookie. Call me if you need me. Diane, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com. There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Diane, thanks for being patient. You're on the air. How may I help you?
Hi, can you hear me, Dr. Joy?
I can hear you beautifully. Thank you.
Wonderful. Oh, thank you. I'm calling from work, which should be a big no-no. But anyway, I'm doing so on behalf of a coworker of mine who needs some advice. And okay. I know you are great at giving good advice. She was, this woman I'm doing it for, she was part of a customer service crew of three.
And last week, another girl who worked with the girl, she left for another job, and they replaced her with a woman who happened to be the boss's wife's friend. And she was there for a couple of days, maybe about a week, in which all of a sudden they announced she was going to be the new manager. So then one of the girls who has seniority, she was like, she mouthed off, and she was fired. Now, the last Mohican standing, who happens
is your
to
friend,
be,
yeah.
is my friend, right? And yeah. she's left with now having to train the new manager. Now, this girl is very dedicated, detail-oriented. She's reliable. She's everything that you would want in an employee. And she wants to actually ask for a raise. But she's not quite sure how to put it in words in which she could have this done. And I know that you would be able to help her
sure.
with the right words.
How long has your friend been in the job?
How long have you been working for this in this position? 3 years?
Almost 3 years.
Does she know how much the new person, the new manager, is being paid?
You know how much the new person?
You want to put her on the phone, Diane?
I'm going to put you on the phone. Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Diane Clone. We'll just call you Diane so we don't have to worry about your being anonymous. Okay. Do you know how much the new manager is being paid?
Unfortunately, no, I do not.
Okay. Have you gotten any raise in the last 3 years?
I wouldn't call it a raise, to be exact.
Have you gotten any increase?
An increase, but it's very minor. And
like a couple percent. Okay.
Yeah, at most, like maybe less than like.
All right. Here's what we need to consider. I think it's perfectly okay to go to the boss and say, I've been here 3 years. You know, I like working for the company, but we're shorthanded, number one, which means I'm going to have to train the new boss and probably train the new person, which means I'm going to have additional responsibilities and workload. So I would like an increase, and I would have a number in mind. I don't know if you want 10%. I don't know if you want 15%. I don't know if you'd like to take Fridays off. But don't go in there without a number in mind.
Okay.
However, what we need to consider, though, is if they say no, are you willing to leave?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have another job lined up?
It's in the works. I'm going on interviews and meeting.
Okay. Do you have any idea what the new job, if you got it, would pay?
For one of them, I'm waiting to hear back. I do have an idea of how much it would pay. The other one would be similar to the current salary that I make now.
Okay. The safest thing to do is how soon would you expect to hear about the other two jobs that you're interviewing for?
One, I actually have an interview next week.
Okay.
The other, it's still waiting. So maybe within the next 2 to 3 weeks, I would be able to hear back.
All right. I'd probably, waiting 3 weeks is a long time because in the next 3 weeks, you're most valuable to them at this moment because they're shorthanded and they have a newbie in who doesn't know her job. So what you and I need to figure out is what the risk is. But given the fact that you're willing to leave, it may be a risk that you're worth taking. But because the easy, if you were going to hear about both jobs in the next, let's say, week, what I'd say is wait it out. Because then what you could do is go into your boss and say, here's the deal. We're shorthanded. You're asking me to train a new boss. I would not only be willing to train the new boss, but I'd be willing to train, somebody's going to have to train the new person. And that means that I'm going to have additional duties and I'd like, you know, a 15% raise or I'd like Fridays off or whatever you want, which you need to have thought about. You could negotiate on it, but you have to have a number in mind.
Right.
All right. And then say, okay, I just wanted to come to you first because I really like this company, but I actually have a job offer that will match what I'm asking you, which is a very powerful position. You don't have that now. You can bluff if you want to, but if they say no, then you either have to take no money or whatever they offer you, which may be okay, or leave. But presumably they're not going to fire you outright. Do you think they'd fire you outright?
I don't believe that they would, because they would have done it by now, because I'm hitting my 3-year mark in October.
Okay, then, I mean, given, I would go in, and it may be, here's the deal. If you're willing, you don't think they're going to fire you, you're not going to be aggressive or unpleasant, you're just going to be assertive, I'd go in today.
Today.
And I would go to your boss and say, look, I wanted to think about this. I've been thinking about it all week, and I wanted to give you a chance to think about it over the weekend so we could have a discussion on Monday. That I'm perfectly willing to train the new person, the new manager, and the new person. We're shorthanded, but I'd like an increase. And I have a number in mind, but why don't you tell me what you think is fair? And then they can think about it over the weekend. It's off your plate, which means you don't have to worry about it anymore, as opposed to going in the weekend and having your stomach hurt and practicing in the middle of the night. And then if they, regardless if they come back to you on Monday or Tuesday, you'll be that much closer to getting the other two offers. And if they say no, then when you leave, there's going to be, you're not going to feel guilty about it at all, because you can say, listen, you know, I really wanted to stay here. I gave you the opportunity. And it turns out somebody else is willing to meet my salary demand. So I'd go in today.
Today.
You got nothing to lose.
That was my plan.
Yeah. You got nothing to lose. Just don't be unpleasant about it. Don't threaten to leave.
Okay.
Just explain to them you want to work for the company you like here. You're willing to train both the new employee and the new manager, but you think because it's going to be additional work that you'd like some additional compensation.
Okay.
And I would have a number in my head, but I'd let them come up with the number first. And if they say, well, we'll give you $5, you know, a day or something, or $5 a week, say, no, I was thinking more like. So you should actually know a dollar figure as well in your head. But let them come up with it first. And then if they come up with it, you're home free, and you can also still take the other offers if they make, you know, if they meet your demands. And if not, then you've got a perfectly legitimate reason, which everybody will understand, to leave without feeling like you're disloyal.
Okay, because my only concern is that, like, for the past week and a half, I've actually already been training the new manager.
You've actually what?
I've already.
Well, that's okay. You can just say, I now understand how time-consuming it is.
Oh, okay. I see.
Oh, yeah. That's perfectly okay.
No.
Okay.
This has all been very, very helpful. Thank you so much, Dr. Joy.
Good.
Really
good luck. Let me know what
it.
Happens. And thanks, Diane, for calling. And you're always welcome to call as well. Alrighty, good luck. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, well, these movies actually justify the fanfare this week. We've got a bunch of them, so I'll run through them all, and then I'll tell you the picks. The first, which will probably be the number one movie, and legitimately so, is Jason Bourne. This is the fourth in the series, starring Matt Damon. As you recall, that these are based on the Robert Ludlum books. We've had, what, Supremacy. He's a CIA operative, and this one discovers how he became that. We know from the other ones, which is not really a spoiler at all, that he was drugged and part of a program and has become an assassin. Okay, and now we find out how that all happened. Matt Damon, at one point they describe him as a Russian, as Russian or Slavic. He actually looks it. He looks terrific. I mean, Tommy Lee Jones is the nefarious head of the CIA, Alicia Vikander, is terrific as his protege. Vincent Cassell is a wonderful bad guy. I mean, this is the perfect summer movie. It's just over 2 hours. It's 123 minutes. And it's the most paranoid movie I think I've ever seen. As I said, we used to distrust the Russians, and then we distrust the Chinese, and then we distrust people from the Middle East, and then we distrusted terrorists, and now we distrust each other. It's incredibly paranoid with the world's best car chase. This is the car chase to end all car chases. I know, French Connection, Bullet, but this is terrific. So I think I actually gave this one 4.5 stars. It's hard to give a movie that's kind of silly, and there are a couple of mistakes in it. But it's, and Julia Stiles is in it for a minute. But it's there are a couple of silly things in it. Paul Greengrass directed it, and it's great. I mean, you'll have, if you like Bourne, if you've liked them in the past, you'll love this one. It's really fun. All right, there are a couple of mistakes, as I said, we don't care. Bad Moms. I went into Bad Mom thinking, oh, no, please. And it's really funny. It's raunchy. It's crude. It's rude. But it's also very smart. It's a bunch. Mila Kunis plays a gorgeous woman who's got two snotty kids and a husband who's cheating on the internet. I'm not sure it calls cheating, but it's been going on for 8 months with a real woman. And she is also working part-time for a startup company, except she's working gazillion hours and trying to do everything and running late. Catherine Hahn steals the movie out from under everybody. She plays a single mom with a kind of klutzy son, and she plays it raunchy and sexy. Kristen Bell is a stay-at-home mom with four kids and an autocratic husband who views her as barefoot and pregnant, and they bump into each other because Christina Applegate, who looks terrific in this, is the perfect mom and the head of the PTA at a private school, and putting Mila's daughter in jeopardy of being on the soccer team. So Mila decides with her two cohorts that they're going to take over the PTA. It's funny. It's raunchy. It says a lot about the demands on moms these days. And make sure you stay through the credits, because each of the women in it, including Jada Pinkett Smith, who doesn't have much to do in this one, are interviewed with their real moms, and it's really charming and adorable. So, I mean, this was, I think it was probably intended to be a chick flick, but it's funny and raunchy, and the people who were screaming the loudest were the guys at this one when I saw it. So it's 101 minutes, and it's great, silly, stupid fun. Gleason is a documentary about Steve Gleason, who at the age of 34 was diagnosed with ALS. He was in the NFL. He was a defensive back with the New Orleans Saints. And for those of you who are football fans, where's Manny when I need him? He was the one who blocked the punt in the first game in the Superdome after Katrina. So, and they have like this huge statue of him up blocking the punt. And he was given at the time 2 to 5 years to live, which is the average life expectancy for ALS. So he found out right after diagnosis that his wife was pregnant, so he decided to do this documentary to leave something to his unborn child and also to publicize ALS. It turns out that that nobody knows exactly what causes ALS, except that NFL players are 4 times more likely to come down with it than the average population, as are soccer players. So clearly getting hit in the head is not very good for any part of your body, but certainly for your musculature. This is not an easy documentary, but it's really terrific. And what I liked about it was not only Steve Gleason, but they have his dad in here. So just as Bad Moms looks very carefully at what it takes to be a good mom or bad mom, to a certain extent, Gleason looks at what it takes to be a good dad or a bad dad. And they're good companion pieces, except you're going to have a lot more fun at one than you are at the other, but they're both very meaningful and very important. Equity stars Anna Gunn, James Purefoy, and I was really excited about this movie. I thought, great, Women on Wall Street, and I would have called this Woman on Wall Street is probably what I would have called it, and she has an assistant that we don't quite trust, and a schoolmate who's investigating white-collar crime. and there's one terrific scene in this movie, which I'm not, well, just trust me, it has to do with chocolate chip cookies. And I mean, I thought she was terrific. And when I reviewed Class Act yesterday, Anna Gunn playing that part would have been absolutely convincing, because that's the part she plays here, which is a tough as nails woman who's made it and is bringing an internet startup to an IPO. And she's done 9 of them successfully, and her last one taint. So she feels a lot of pressure. It's a smart movie. As I said, instead of the Wolf of Wall Street, this is the Women of Wall Street or the Woman of Wall Street. It's terrific. The ending doesn't really make much sense, but she's wonderful in it. She's not a gorgeous woman. You guys knew her from Breaking Bad. I didn't. She's not beautiful, and she's a little bit chunky for what we're used to seeing actresses, and it's wonderful to see her on screen. And she's smart. She's tough. I got a real kick out of it. I just didn't like the ending very much. It really just doesn't go any place, which it should. Indignation stars Logan Lerman, who is a charming young actor. I guess it's based on somewhat of a true story. It's set in 1951. He plays Marcus, a working-class Jewish student from New Jersey, attends a small Ohio college where he struggles with sexual oppression and cultural dissatisfaction amid the ongoing Korean War. So it's very much a period piece. Tracy Letts is terrific in this. He just won the Tony for The Humans. But it's a movie about everything, I guess, about growing up, about anti-Semitism, about cultural situations, about a time in American history that was really a time between, that we really weren't hippies yet, but we really weren't. Eisenhower generation was just sort of giving up the ghost, I suppose. Tallulah, I thought, was about Tallulah Bankhead, which I thought would be really fun. Lamentably, it's not. Desperate to be rid of her toddler, dissatisfied Beverly Hills housewife hires a stranger to babysit and ends up getting much more than she bargained for. Zachary Quinto is wonderful in this. I mean, he's having a great couple of weeks. We've got Star Trek last week. Stars Ellen Page as Tallulah, Allison Janney as the mother of her sexy boyfriend. The person I really liked the most was the Beverly Hills housewife, Lizzo, I think, Aduba, who was terrific as being somebody who really didn't want to be married, really didn't want to have a kid, but kind of rises to the challenge, kind of. Didn't work for me. Miss Sharon Jones is a documentary of a woman who has been on the scene for a long time, but was really not much of a star. This follows her. She's part of an R&B band that was actually Grammy nominated, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. And it turns out that she is diagnosed with cancer, with pancreatic cancer. And so I can't believe what people are willing to let other people see. She loses her hair, she loses her health, she tries to find her voice again. It's basically kind of a feel-good movie eventually. Barbara Kopple, who's won an Oscar before, directed it. Sharon Jones is truly inspirational. I mean, it's and the music is terrific. So, Miss Sharon Jones, if you're an R&B fan, Tallulah, not so much. Indignation, period piece, Equity, Anna Quinn is worth watching. Gleason is a heartbreaking documentary. Bad Moms, Summer Fun, and Bourne is probably the pick of the week. But there are some really good movies this week, so have fun. More details at drjoy.com. I am Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Way, for your fantastic health, call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
Jacob, has anybody ever told you that that sounds very much like you?
No.
No? Okay. We don't really have time to start something right here because we're in the last segment. But so let's do a program director, just as you suggested.
Cool. I have one here from Frank, and he wanted to know, what are the top 10 skills children would benefit from learning before they leave home?
Top 10 skills. Okay. To cook for themselves, to sew on buttons, to drive a car, to balance a checkbook, to... All right, those are all specific tasks. To tithe, which is 10% into your saving to save money, to have some marketable job skills. I'm a great fan of kids having jobs that can, and internships are fine, so that they learn to either handle money or to develop a skill, or hopefully both. All right, so we got balanced checkbooks, learn a skill, good study habits, spelling. I know spell check, but that, you know, that sooner or later somebody's going to actually, you're going to have to fill out a form or something, and you may be able to spell, to add and subtract. I've been in a couple of situations where people, the computer's gone down, and so people actually had to be able to add and subtract. All right, so that's eight. To admit when they're wrong, not an easy thing to do. All right, what's the ninth, the tenth one? And you're going to want me to sort of repeat these at some point, and I'll have to go and listen to the podcast. What's the tenth? Did I say drive a car? Drive a stick shift. Those are the 10 things I would suggest. Okay, so what did we get? Balance a checkbook, drive a car, good study habits, save money, marketable skill. What were the other? I mean, so I got to 10. I just didn't write them all down. Use birth control, take responsibility, admit when you're wrong. Proper grammar. Oh, spelling. Math. The other thing, which I know I just came up with 10, I think it's enormously helpful for people to learn to write their feelings, to keep a log. Not necessarily a diary per se. A diary, at least when I was a kid, was, you know, today I went to a movie and it was really good. But to write about feelings, for both, oh, I know, sew on a button and be able to cook. So I could sort of, you can see that they're really life skills. They're very practical. I think they're an awful lot, and to change a tire. I know, we're now up to 12, I guess. To be able to take care of yourself, because if you can take care of yourself, then you're going to make choices based on what you want rather than what you need. And need is a great short-term basis for a relationship. It just won't hold up in the long run. It just really won't. So if you can teach your kids to be self-reliant, to save money, that they can spell, that they have jobs, that they understand about shopping, they can balance a checkbook, they, you know, then I think you've sort of done a good job as a parent. I think that, you know, graduating high school is really important. Okay, so that was fairly not bad for coming out off the top of my head. You can hear I'm really a very practical person that thinks that both boys and girls should be able to really take care of themselves. And because you make completely different choices in your love life than you will otherwise. All right, you got another one? You expected me to take the whole thing because it was going to take me so long to come up with them.
I did have another one. Well, let's go with this one because it's kind of goes with it. This is from Terry. What are the three most important life skills that an adult needs to learn, if not learned as a child?
So on buttons to be able to cook for yourself. Life skills that you didn't know as an adult. Setting boundaries, I think, is... and hopefully one learns empathy. Empathy really is a learned skill. Babies are not born with it. So one hopes that you can learn some kindness. And I think that those really, it's a legitimate question. Are there different skills that we need to acquire when we're young than when we're old? And I think there are. That empathy is something that hopefully we learn before we're adults, but it's something we're not born with. So, and kids have so much going on. And life can be so competitive at some point. So I think self-reliance is something that we're going to learn as adults. You can't really learn it as a kid because you can't be self-reliant, right? You have to go to school. You can't have a job. You can't drive. And so I would say self-reliant, including I guess, setting boundaries, being empathic, kindness, knowing what your tolerance is for knowing yourself, knowing what your tolerance is for alcohol, for drugs, for caffeine, for sugar, for weight, for exercise, for irritation, for intimacy. So knowing yourself, and I had this fantasy. I probably don't have it as much because I'm not in private practice anymore, but that at some point someone would come on and knock on my door and say, I have some extra jingle in my jeans, and I was thinking about taking an adult education course, and instead of doing that, or a Bible study course, I thought I would come into therapy and learn about myself. It's never happened. I don't think it's ever going to happen, but it was my fantasy of helping someone to really explore who they are, who wasn't in trouble, who didn't have a specific issue that they were trying to solve, or a particular dilemma that they were trying to escape, but just sort of self-knowledge. It's not, I don't think in the history of the world anybody's ever done that, nor will they, but self-knowledge, because if you know yourself, you know what you can do, what you can't do, you know what your limitations are, you know what your pressure points are, you know where you're likely to overreact or underreact. So I think that's what maturity is about, of just knowing who you are at any particular stage in your life and what you can do about it to enhance the positive and offset and compensate for the negative, because we're not perfect people. But hopefully we have different skills and strengths and weaknesses at different times in our lives. I've certainly had to learn patience, that it's not, not my strong point. I've had to learn that my energy can overwhelm other people. And so I've had to learn not to be less energetic, but to kind of tamper my energy when I'm around other people so I don't drive them nuts. So. And hopefully don't drive you nuts either. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com.